If everyone would stand for the pledge. We have roll call.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chatton.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Here.
Ms. Morse.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring. Okay, thank you. Mayor Yoakum.
Here. Next is adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I have two items to add to the agenda. First is under miscellaneous to add the election of the Redevelopment Commission appointee and the Utility Service Board appointments, and also discussion of our next meeting. So with that, I would move adoption of the agenda with those two additions.
And a motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to adopt the agenda as amended.
Mr. Brown. Mr. Chatton.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Morse.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
And that is approved by a vote of 6-0. Next is approval of minutes from the November 24th meeting.
I don't think that, that we have the minutes for that meeting. So we might want to defer that to our next meeting then. And then approve both of them at our next meeting.
Well, they were done, I know that.
They're not part of the packet, so we'll defer that action to the next meeting and just approve two minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Yep, certainly would like want to commend everyone for the lighting of the Christmas tree and the donation of the tree and all, everyone involved with the ceremony. Certainly a welcome addition to the downtown, and the Halters certainly deserve our appreciation for their role.
Right. And Mrs. Purcell for the tree.
That's true.
Yeah, there's too many people to thank. A lot of people involved. But you're right, it is really, really nice. You haven't been down to see it, but and that should stay up through maybe the first week of January.
Sure, it'll stay up through the watermelon drop.
Yes.
We'll complement the watermelon. That's on right. One end of Patrick Henry Square and the giant tree on the main street. So,
do I have anything else? I wanted to recognize Jenny on her award, her first.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations. Committee chair reports. Being none, we'll move on to report of city officers. Chief Lucan.
Dusty Lucan, Vincennes Police Department. I just wanted to report to you, President Chatton had sent me an email regarding body-worn cameras, which is kind of a hot topic for law enforcement right now. And I wanted to let you know that something previous that we had worked on earlier in the year through getting some of the money from over at the courts from the tickets. Part of the process for that was so that we could go ahead and get rolling towards having some in-car cameras. And I was able to buy those as a bundle with some personal worn cameras. So it was five, the purchase was for five. So that's not a huge number of cameras considering the amount of cars that we have, but that's a move in the right direction. So I do have those. We received them here at the office, and I'm looking into getting those installed. So we'll have at least five, more than likely the pool cars, and then we'll move into our field training units that will have both in-car camera and body-worn camera that will be recording. So we're going to keep working our way towards getting more of those installed. Thank you.
Okay, move on to old business. First up is Ordinance 43, 2014, amending ordinance section 73.20, riding on sidewalks.
Mr. Mayor, the sponsor of this ordinance is ill, so I think we may defer this to our next meeting. I would just, if that's the consensus of the council, but I would just point out I distributed an amendment that at the time that we take this up again that I'll be proposing. It's just another section to add to the ordinance, and briefly, it's just to better define that bikes should defer to pedestrians, that really in the scale of things, pedestrians are at the top of the list of users of our sidewalks, and if a bike is going to use the sidewalk, then basically my amendment just makes clearer that they are to give pedestrian the right-of-way and operate at a speed that's sufficient to ensure the safety of the pedestrian, et cetera. So that's basically what. But I'm not. I'll just distribute it tonight, and when this comes back up again, then I'll.
Ordinance 43-2014 will stay tabled. Next is ordinance 44-2014, amending ordinance section 50, trash. And that will stay tabled. Next is ordinance 45-2014, additional appropriation from edit in the amount of $32,373.70 for the second and Niblack project. Your first reading was November the 24th.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a second reading of ordinance 45-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Clark, to have second reading of ordinance 45-2014.
Ordinance 45-2014, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal parts sections 1 and 2, $32,373.70.
Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, let the record show that a public hearing was held at 5:45 and no one spoke for or against this ordinance.
Oh. Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salter?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 45-2014 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a third reading of ordinance 45-2014.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Brown, to have third and final reading of ordinance 45-2014.
Ordinance 45-2014, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, $32,373.70.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salter?
Yes.
Okay, third and final reading of ordinance 45-2014 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is ordinance 46-2014, additional appropriation from edit in the amount of $300,000 for paving. First reading was November 24th.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a second reading of ordinance 46-2014.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have second reading of ordinance 46-2014.
Ordinance 46-2014, containing sections 1 and 2, $300,000 for paving.
Discussion?
Let the record show that we did have a public hearing at 5:45, and no one spoke for or against this ordinance.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salter?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 46-2014 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a third reading of ordinance 46-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Clark, to have third and final reading of ordinance 46-2014.
Ordinance 46-2014, omitting formal parts section 1 and 2, $300,000 paving.
Again, discussion?
Call for the question.
Brown?
Yes.
Chatton?
Yes.
Clark?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 46-2014 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Next is resolution under new business, resolution 10-2014, additional appropriation from edit in the amount of $3,900 for clerk treasurer's.
Mayor, I move we read and approve resolution 10-2014.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Brown to have, to read and approve resolution 10-2014.
Resolution 10-2014, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes authorizing an additional appropriation from edit for $3,900, section 1 and 2.
Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, this also was subject of a public hearing at 5:45, and the clerk treasurer explained appropriation is needed for consulting work to the clerk treasurer's office, and no member of the public spoke for or against.
Any other discussion?
No, I just got one question. I know we usually do, when we do ordinances for additional appropriations from edit, is that just is this a time thing? Is that why? All right, I'm just making, all right, yeah. Just want to, I'm just.
In all due respect, you said come back, so you kind of
right.
It's not a surprise or something.
No. And but I was just that I just see the
December 15th is the cutoff
okay.
For LGF.
Okay.
These will go out. The other two. I say.
Right. Thank you.
Call for the question.
Brown.
Yes.
Chatton.
Yes.
Clark.
Yes.
Worth.
Yes.
Rose.
Yes.
Resolution 10-2014 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is claims.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve claims totaling $393,380.26.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to pay the claims in the amount of $393,380.26. Any discussion or
questions? Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
And claims are paid by a vote of 6-0. Miscellaneous.
Mr. Mayor, we added two items under miscellaneous. The first is the election of our appointment to the Utility Services Board. Matt Schuckman is completing currently his first term. He's eligible for a second term. And so I would move that Matt Schuckman be reappointed as our representative to the Utility Services Board.
Okay, you got a motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Brown to reappoint Matt Schuckman to the Utility Service Board. Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
And that passes. Matt was reappointed by a vote of 6-0.
Mr. Mayor, we also have the matter of two appointments to the Redevelopment Commission. Currently, Beth Meeks and Brad Dale are the council representatives on that commission, and I would make a motion that they be reappointed.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to reappoint Beth Meeks and Brad Dale to the Redevelopment Commission. Discussion.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Beth and Brad are reappointed by a vote of 6-0.
Mr. Mayor, the last item under miscellaneous is the setting of our next meeting. This is a meeting that really all we're going to do is approve claims. Something else would come up, I guess, but it's usually a very short meeting just to approve claims. I would propose that we meet the last Monday of the month to allow adequate time to get these claims in. That would be December 29. The time of day is, it doesn't matter to me. We've sometimes done this at noon. be fine with me. If others prefer an evening meeting, we can do that, but I'm flexible myself.
I know he's not.
You are too. So would you prefer to keep with a 6 o'clock?
I can do 4 or 5.
6, keep it? Okay, that's fine with me. So if it is the consensus of the council that we have this meeting December 29 at 6 p.m., make that in the form of a motion.
Motion by President Chapman. Second by Councilwoman Rose to have your last meeting December 29th at 6 p.m., which will replace the December
22nd. Yeah, definitely replace the December 22nd meeting.
Any discussion?
Thank you.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Stoll?
Yep.
Okay, the next meeting will be December 29th, 6 p.m. And that's approved by a vote of 6-0. And a motion to adjourn.
Just one quick announcement. The library is having an open house, and I'm sure a good time would be had by all, so they'd welcome seeing you. So everyone head down to the library. So.
Okay.
And with that, I move we adjourn.
We are adjourned.